Hey, everybody loves to go out to eat, but do we ever think what happens behind the kitchen doors? How does that food get on our plate? How do they pick what it is? What's happening in the whole world of dining and going out? The whole world is changing. We're going to talk about some of that today here. As we get a little, I'm going to get a little grumpy here today and let Chef Pascal be the positive voice as we talk about holiday meals and holiday traditions.
How can you be grumpy? Are you a Scrooge?
I think I'm a little bit of a Scrooge when it comes to holidays. I'm sorry to say it, folks, here. But we have a great guest to talk about. She's going to bring us some upbeat ideas on holiday meals, holiday traditions. Chef Wendy Reyes Dorado, did I say that correctly?
Correct. Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Chef Pascal.
It is a topic, of course, it's an easy topic because we are in the holiday season.
Yep.
And actually, it's now or never to talk about what do we do, the tradition. And
what do we cook? What do we eat?
How do we do it? How do we get together? And personally, and a lot of people do think, or it's not just one night or one day. It could be the entire month of December. It could be the whole period. Even in the tradition, the holiday season goes even further than the first of the year. And so I asked my friend Wendy to come today because she is from Bolivia. And I want to know, because I don't know all the tradition at this the holiday season in our own country, in our own culture. And because every country, every culture have their own tradition during the holiday season. And either is attached to a religion or not, but is always we have something in common. We all celebrate, and it's a time of celebration. And
so I'd love to hear what both traditions are like. I'd love to hear what they do around the holidays in France. I'd love to hear what they do in Bolivia. I'll tell you what we used to do, and then I'm going to get crabby because I don't think we do hardly any of it here in America anymore.
That may be that's why we're going to invite people to do something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
that's why the topic arised, right?
Yes.
So what do they do in Bolivia?
So in Bolivia, I think not only in Bolivia, but most Latin American countries and Spain and a lot of countries around the world, it's not only about religion. More so, it's about celebrating the unity with your family. Yes, it's about religion, Jesus, and all that stuff, which is very important.
Christmas. America is the only place we do Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
And so we kick it off. We do two back-to-back bookends. We supposedly used to start with the big Thanksgiving meal and end with the Christmas meal. Uh-huh. And that month in between was a whole bunch of celebrations and cookies and festive things.
But both are related. Because for me, as a chef, a food lover, cooking is getting people together.
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, Christmas gathering, it's the same thing. Either it's family or friends or co-workers, we all celebrate a get-together.
It's about coming together and really, you know, just like they say, breaking bread with each other.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Now I'll go crabby first, and then you can get me out of the crabby mood here. When I was a kid, I grew up in the Midwest, middle America, mainstream suburban kind of households here. And I've talked many times how we moved away from our grandparents' cooking. It was fast food, the introduction of McDonald's. It was TV dinners. It was frozen food. It was that whole...
Shame on you.
Yeah. That my whole generation, my whole lifestyle was that move away what grandma made. One of the most dramatic, held on through my youth, but now it's going away, I feel, which is the big holiday meal. You might still get together, but chances are you don't get together in the numbers you used to. People fly from all over the country just to come for Thanksgiving or Christmas like they used to. And when they do, they just want to go to Walmart or they want to go someplace and get the food and just plop it down and heat it up. What I recall was an effort. It took all day, maybe 2 days, cooking, preparing, and it was a production.
I have to say, from coming from Europe, from France, personally, I do believe that France still have the tradition of going out, getting the best food item, making the best meal. It's exciting, but in the U.S., it's quite different. It's becoming so commercial.
Yes. No,
it's commercial and materialized.
Yeah, materialized is more.
Unfortunately.
Christmas shopping is a big deal, more than just food.
It's about
shopping.
The deals, the discounts.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Exactly.
I encourage you to buy.
And the after Christmas sale.
If we can do both, that would be great. You know?
But I remember the world would stop and slow down for 2 days. That's what my dad always said. He loved Thanksgiving and Christmas because people came together. You slowed down. We had the day off. Now the stores are open all day long. They want you to go out and shop on Thanksgiving. You can shop to half of Christmas, it seems like. It's about shopping and spending. It's not about gathering and eating.
Oh, we in my family, we still shop for food in France. And they go to the place to have the best pastries. They pre-order the best pastry.
You had the guy from OC Bakery in here.
Yes.
And he was talking about the only time, I forgot his name. What's his name?
Dean.
And he's the dean of bakers. He serves the big resorts and the big hotels and the big restaurants and all sorts of big
accounts. We were just with him last Wednesday, correct?
You were,
we were there.
And so he said the only two times he opens the store to the public is right before Christmas and right before Thanksgiving.
Correct.
And you could come in and get your holiday pies.
And we're going to do it again at Christmas time.
He does
Christmas.
A little a pop-up shop.
Right.
Yeah. So we get different community members that have something to sell, whether it's some fresh-made tamales or soups or delicious coffee.
Right.
Hot sauce, chocolate, mushrooms, we had pasta. It was a variety of different things. We had a girl that was starting her business. She was a young girl with flowers, beautiful arrangements. And I just think that the fact that we're supporting our community and we're helping each other grow, I think just...
So hooray for that happening. But I've been in this Orange County for 20 years. I didn't ever know there was a place to do it because it's not... Instead, most of my family, most of my neighbors, most of my friends... They go to Walmart and get the prepackaged meal, or they go to Ralph's and get the whole deal, and they just bring it home and heat it up. Well, I'll tell you one funny story, and then I'll get off the sad note here. I'm an only child. When my parents grew up in the Midwest, we did have others, aunts and uncles, and that was the tradition. So I came out here. I was the outlier. Everybody's back there. So finally, my parents in old age moved out to California, lived on Palm Springs. And I thought, well, here's one good benefit. Mom is going to make the big Thanksgiving meal again. When she came out, she's like in her 70s. She said, I got news for you. I'm done. Ain't ever doing that meal again. Did it too many years, too hard, too few of us. Yeah. Ain't going to do it anymore. So I said to my wife, you pick it up. She said, no, I'm not doing it. I did when I was young. I did it when little kids. Not doing it anymore. Then my daughter grows up, and I say, okay, she's going to do it. She says, Dad, I don't even like the big meal. I don't like turkey and this and that and everything else. So the whole thing is fizzled, at least in my world. Nobody wants to do it anymore.
Yeah, it's an overnight job, too. You have to.
And I think that's where we come in, because what we want to promote and embrace is the coming around the kitchen, coming around the dinner table, everybody to participate, kids, young, old, boys, girls, husbands, uncles, everybody be a part of it. So everybody help out. So the weight is not just on one person to produce that meal.
I was supposed to clean up. That's what I agreed to do. I would always clean up.
I think that's a great idea when you do it like potluck style. Okay, one person brings the ham, the other one does the turkey or the tamales or whatever it might be. Somebody else brings the salads. But the only thing that I always say, and I go, you have to make it. Like, you can't be store-bought. That way it doesn't take, it's not the pressure just on one person, no?
And was it only my family, or did everybody have an assigned role? Oh, my aunt
Somebody
Florence,
will decorate. Well,
she always brought the something.
I would say, this is more, for me, the American way to get together. In France, usually we go to somebody's home, maybe the oldest couple, the parents, grandparents, and... We all put the meal together. Most of the meal is not pre-cooked.
Right.
And it takes a couple of hours or three. So let me tell you what usually is on the menu on the French
at
Christmas dinner.
Okay.
We're talking about Christmas Eve. Eve. Right. We got to have oysters.
Of all things,
Or shellfish. It's a big deal. Whole... Usually, don't want to be.
I'm already wanting to be at your home.
We never had oysters at Christmas.
I don't want to be sexist, but mostly the guys go in the kitchen and we talk and we chuck oysters and boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
And then we make trays and then we're ready. We can add some of the shellfish. That's the main thing.
No, why oysters and shellfish? Because France isn't known for oysters. That's not where when I go to a restaurant, they don't say, we have French oysters.
It's a delicacy with the heights of the season.
Okay.
So I usually eat oysters, and it's fun because you can have a champagne first, some sure. good white wine. And then after that, another thing of tradition is, sorry, a lot of people won't like me, but we have foie gras.
I know. That's a controversial meal these days here. They take that duck and
duck liver, right. And that's big
fat
deal.
In the liver.
If not, now they switch to bake pate in crust. That's
okay.
also very traditional now. And we used to have, not because we don't have Thanksgiving, Christmas used to be the baked turkey.
The turkey, yeah. They still do
turkey.
In the US,
but
right.
with the real meaty stuffing, really stuff.
Exactly. Meat stuffing versus the
bread
stuffing.
Oh, meat stuffing. Oh, we all have the bread stuffing.
So we in Bolivia, our traditional turkey has meat stuffing.
Yes.
Meat and vegetables.
So they still eat turkey in Bolivia and all these places?
We
thought that was just an American thing.
No, we do, but our traditional plate for Christmas is called picana. It's like a soup. After Chef Pascal finishes telling what is involved in his, and then I'll come back with mine.
And so we got oysters, we got turkey, but stuffed with meat. Okay.
Yeah. But because of turkey, not everybody like turkey in France. The French thing is not really a delicacy. We do capon. Capon is a large.
I don't know what capon
is. It's a large hen.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Not a rooster, but a hen, a large hen that's been eating more than it should.
It's fat.
That's stuffed already.
We do a nice, I would say, a prime rib.
Okay.
That's
now, let me ask you one thing, because France is known for pastries. The one thing I adored more, because I have a real sweet tooth, that I adore more than anything at the holidays, or I did, was the homemade pies and cookies.
Well, not in France.
Yeah.
In France, we do Yule log. That means it looks like a log of wood.
Okay.
With beautiful decoration. It looks like it's really a cut from a tree.
And what's it taste like? Is it sweet?
Oh, yeah, different flavors. Now they modernize more. It's more, they have a mousse filling. But the original is like a sponge cake that you roll with pastry cream or chocolate ganache, or chestnut puree.
Chestnut puree.
Yeah.
All right. Puree a chestnut.
It's decorated with sugar mushroom and holy leaf. It's beautiful.
And your impression is, I don't know when the last time you went back for Christmas, but that still continues pretty much the same. They might have modernized and had a few.
Totally.
Big deal. Everybody gets together, cooks the deal.
Actually, they do have competition for that in France, because we make the best Christmas.
They're not selling, I don't know what, there isn't a Walmart, I suppose, in France.
Well, there's some places now, but we have a lot of bakery at every corner, and everybody has his own.
So that still continues. All right, Bolivia, what do you eat in Bolivia? It must be tamales. I know tamales are big in Mexico.
We do have something similar to a tamale that you mentioned. It's called huminta.
Mm.
So that's made out of corn, and we grind it.
It's like the paste, like a tamale?
Yeah, it's a masa. But instead of putting meat, we put cheese in it.
Cheese? Okay.
Yes, and it's really delicious. You can either, we wrap them in corn husk, and you can either cook them on steam in a pot, or you can put them in the oven, which are delicious.
Is Bolivia known for cheeses? I don't know what Bolivia is
known for. They do have cheeses. They have different type of, they have quesillo, one that just like breaks apart. And it's delicious. They have really good cheeses.
I lived in Wisconsin as a kid, and Michigan, and Minnesota, all around there. Wisconsin, they still call themselves cheese heads, and they go out to football games with giant cheese things on their head. It's the cheese state. It's the dairy state. There's tons of that back in where I came from.
Yeah, we have a variety of cheeses. We have a variety of unique ingredients that are true to nature to the Andes, the spices, the meat. It's a stew. It's like a soup, a stew that has beef, it has lamb, it has chicken, and it has vegetables, potatoes, peas, and all that stuff.
And would Bolivian food be different than, say, what's next to Bolivia? Ecuador or other places? I don't know.
You have Brazil, you have Peru, you have multiple countries. You have Argentina and things like that. I think there's similarities and unique differences, like I said, true to their region. It's like in Mexico. In Mexico, Mexico's humongous.
Yeah, and there's four or five different cuisines.
And there's
East Coast and West Coast.
There's different regions.
And,
So I think that in Bolivia, everything is unique to to their terrain, per se. And like the picana, it's just so, I think the layers of flavors are developed because it's low and slow. We put wine, we put beer in the soup.
Really?
And okay. Everything, and it has raisins, and so, it's served with potato.
But we have to realize, you're not in winter. At Christmas.
That's true.
Time.
It's the summertime in December.
Yeah, but it's still cold in La Paz.
Okay.
I don't know. Right. La Paz,
that's a good point.
Okay,
it's
I have to say that. La Paz can have four seasons in one day.
Oh, okay.
You can wake up and it's sunny, and then it can rain, and then it can be windy, and then it can be really cold, like winter.
Okay.
So you can have all four seasons in one day. But depending on our region, there's different things. You can have lechon. Lechon is something that's very festive. Humitas. One thing that's for the sweet.
What are those? You're just rattling.
Lechon. Okay. Lechon is a pork, marinated pork that you can do in the oven. And it comes with potatoes, baked potatoes that are baked in the oven.
I love those.
Sweet potato, plantains, and it's served with a salad on the side with lettuce,
so
tomatoes.
Is that traditional?
That's traditional Bolivian food, yes. The picana is traditional. And
what's the one thing you got to have? Like here, you got to have tamales for Christmas if you're...
We have humitas we can have anytime. Tamales too. But I think the picana is more traditional of Christmas, and you have lechon for New Year's.
Because... Almost you put a big pot in the middle of the table, or people just...
And then you can have a variety of different things. You also have the sweet things. You have your classical and traditional panettón.
Yeah, panettón.
The panettón comes from...
I'm from Italy.
Exactly.
And actually, I want to bring that up because...
Panettón is a classic for holiday.
By the way, there's
what
one...
What is it? I don't know what
one place.
Cake.
It's a fruit cake. One place in Orange County, one chef, one restaurant, they make traditional panettón. It's Trullo. It's in Trullo. It's
Trullo.
Why they are things in a little bit further down, Michonneau, Laguna Hills, and fantastic. It's like a large fruit cake, look like a cylinder. It look like it's cooked in a large.
It's about yay big, and it's like a brioche, right? It's like a really soft brioche, but it has fruit inside. It has raisins and fruit.
It takes 48 hours to make it.
I'm going to show my Midwestern roots again here. That was something that somebody would always drag out, give you a fruit cake or bring a fruit cake. It was dry.
No.
It was in a can.
I'm going to try to bring you a panettone.
Oh, yeah, I was actually thinking of if I made
panettone,
it enough time to bring you a panettone.
And I would bring a bicho noir so we
I'd
can
love
see.
To see
it. We'll do it with.
And then we're going to have a posada here just because we're talking about food.
Yeah.
Posadas is what a traditional from Mexico where they have gatherings to celebrate.
Is
you know,
Easter like, or something? Or?
No, posada is a gathering.
Oh, okay.
Traditional gatherings
in
December.
The British country, they make those puddings too that season. You know? And they're all good, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Yeah, we had a bunch of pudding.
We have buñuelos.
Can I ask you one question? So I got two chefs here, and I've never found an answer to this. Since I've come to California, I love trying all sorts of different food. Vietnamese food, Bolivian food, French food, millions of ethnic foods, or Turkish food, Vietnamese food. And all the foods I try, all the countries, I've never traveled around the world, but all the foods I've tasted from around the world, none of them make pie. Is that just an American thing? Apple pie, pumpkin pie.
Yes,
I think it is.
For all
it's
these
American
fruit pies.
Thanksgiving thing, you know?
Even though... You have pies. There's a place. Is it from Argentina that make great pies?
Yes. There's empanadas.
Yeah.
There's empanadas, which are individual little pies or meat pies. Meat pies. We have salteñas that I talked about last time, too. Last time I was here. They're filled. It's like a meat stew inside of it. And it's a little meat.
But in France, we make tarts.
Tarts, right.
Tarts.
That's
fruit
tart. We've covered tarts.
Right.
And then we call them pies. We could call them pie, but it's still a tart. With a baked fruit.
I think it just derives from different origins.
My mother has asked me many times, so what was your mother's favorite meal? I said, nothing. It was Stouffer's fry. It was Stouffer's frozen food. It was spaghetti and meatballs. It was a meatloaf. It was just dull stuff. But I'll make an exception. Pies was big in my family. They would still make pies.
Were they sweet pies or savory pies?
I don't know what the difference is. They're all fruit pies.
Okay, fruit pies. Okay, savory. There's because they have like chicken pot pie, right?
They would do that too. But they would all eat. So at the holidays, that was the big deal. and it was always two or three pies, apple pie, pumpkin pie, yeah. cherry pie.
The French are more fancy. We make puff pastry with with chicken and mushroom. And
I don't know why Americans started making pie. I'd love to hear the story of that kind of fruit pie.
I think it's probably because convenience. It's easy to transport. It's easy to...
That's true.
Yeah, and then
people all brought a pie.
And you can pre-made them and just warm them up when your friend show up at
that. That was the one the exception. That's something I do think of as
so which
childhood.
One was your favorite pie? What was your favorite flavor?
Now, if any of my favorite fans out there listening, any of my family and my friends would know, I love them all. Yeah. But of them, I love all the kind of fruit pies, the cherry pie, apple pie.
Apple pie is so good.
We had 15 apple trees in our property.
It's bigger than a tradition. It's why do we say I want a piece of the pie?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, that's really important. That's a really good pie.
Yeah. American. You got to get a piece of the pie, right?
A piece of pie. That means sharing.
Right.
Having a piece of a pie is sharing something that's fond of you. So everybody has his own cut.
And in the farming community, I didn't grow up in the farming community. My relatives did. The tradition was, because they didn't have air conditioning back in the turn of the century, the 20s or 30s or 40s or something, they would put the pie out, you'd bake it, and it would fill up the whole house with the smell.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'd put
good.
It on the shelf to cool down, and outside people could smell the pie coming. So it would attract you to come in. Years ago, I had a realtor did a show, and she used to say, that's the oldest trick in the book. When you have an open house, you bake a pie.
Pie or cookies.
Yeah.
Chocolate
cookies.
Chip cookies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
the you bring to your neighbors, you bring a pie.
Yeah, exactly. And when you're welcoming, you're doing
welcome pie.
Welcome pie,
pie
treats,
welcome cookies.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that was the tradition. Now,
hopefully this day. Probably one thing is going to stay for
and
a
And I think
long
that's
time.
One of the things that we want to embrace is food is not just to feed our bodies,
right.
but it's to fuel our soul, is to bring our loved ones together, to connect, to
and
share.
I don't think it does that role. I think food has faded. There's a meal maybe, there's a gathering, it's shrunk, but it's go buy it like we go buy everything else.
You
it's
know,
Uber.
More and
it.
More we bring back, and we can see it on some network, some TV show, that they bring back the Sunday night family dinner.
Oh, yeah. That was a staple of my life.
Yes.
But that long ago disappeared.
Let's
in my
make
life.
Sure we bring the, all bring.
We
it
should
back.
Definitely bring it back and have a Sunday
if you,
show.
If you 4, 5, 6, or 10 on the table, still get together.
And it's about getting together and connecting with your family and seeing how everybody's doing and caring about each other.
So I'm going to tell my other family story here. So I grew up an only child, and we moved around a lot, so we didn't have access to family gatherings and stuff. So the few times we went back to wherever, my mother's family was from Minnesota, my dad's family was from Detroit. The few times we did that, I just adored it. The relatives would gather and do all these things. So my mother used to tell the story. This is 1920s, 1930s. My mother was born in the 1920s, so maybe the 30s. Their whole world was two blocks. People didn't drive.
Yeah.
So she went to school. They lived and died within two or three blocks of each other. This was still in an urban area, but they went to school down the street. Mm-hmm. They got married at the church, and we're all good Catholics, so everything was centered around the church. And after church, people would gather.
Yeah.
And they would come over, and my mother's mother used to say, suppose I barely knew her, my grandmother, that she would start looking and say, oh, I don't know, is anybody coming today? And she'd have all this food. And one by one, they'd start stumbling in after Mass and whatever they finished.
Yeah.
And about 2, 3 o'clock, the party was on.
Yeah.
And everybody's drinking and everybody's eating. And
I remember having some Christmas Eve with my parents and family and friends and going to the midnight mass.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
But
you have to go to midnight.
We had already drink.
That's where they like to go.
And he already spiked going to mass.
That's why we sing along very well.
We can stay up on
you
that.
Had your best voice for midnight mass.
And the kids will go because we know we will come back and open the Christmas gift after
that's
the
a
mass.
Tradition. That's right. Actually a tradition in Bolivia. Yeah. We celebrate the 24th more than the 25th.
Yes. Really?
In Latin countries. 24th,
we recover.
Yeah, 25th, we recover.
25th, we recover.
That's a recovery.
We were more the. We would come back and we'd go to sleep and then get up, or the kids would go to sleep and then get
in
up
the morning.
Early
and
morning.
The 25th, we eat the leftovers.
Yes.
All the leftovers. Those are the best.
Yeah. But does anybody do that? We don't do that in my household. We haven't done that in years. We don't go to midnight mass.
Yes.
We don't get up and
keep on go
well,
back
now
to
you
tradition.
Can put the midnight mass on TV, but it's best if you go in person.
It was always a production. I'm still a good Catholic. I'm probably the last of the Mohicans. I still go every Sunday here. But right. I've lost that get. So I'd say to my mother about her family and her sister, my aunt, I knew very well, too. And they would both say, we always wondered, because there was never an invitation. It was a standing invitation. People just were, now my wife, who grew up in the same area in the Midwest, slightly different tradition. She's more Polish than the Irish. But the same thing, they had to go over to Grandma's house every season. We didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
We all gathered at Grandma's house for Sunday. Yeah. That Sunday dinner after church was the deal. I don't know anybody that.
Well, Sunday's a day to rest. Sunday's a day for family.
Used to be, but now you work on Sunday, you go shopping on Sunday.
You try not to.
It's just another day.
Also, go back to, you're in a big country, and when the family are separated, it's take a lot of logistics to come back together. That's one of the main problems for gathering, for special events.
And it still is insane. You see all the people fly like crazy, and the planes are backed up, and the snow hits, and they're all...
It's a production to get there.
I want to bring something. When we talk about Knicks, in Mexico, they still have that tradition of the posadas.
The posadas, that's what I was talking about a little bit ago.
The posadas is for what?
To gathering.
How many days? 8 days? 10 days?
Oh, it goes on for more than one day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It goes on for various days. I'm not very detailed on Mexican culture because I am Bolivian, so I'm still trying to embrace it and learning.
Mid-December to the 24th.
December. I know they celebrate also, they celebrate the other Guadalupe on the 12th of December. Yeah. And they do a rosary the night before, and then you go to there's a family hosting, usually a mass. And then after they do a rosary and they pray, then they share tamales and hot chocolate.
Oh, tamales is also...
Tamales is something
like,
really
like
good.
The guys upon the altar, the mothers and the wives usually are making tamales.
And I know there's...
So do you have tamales in France?
No.
We never had tamales in the Midwest. I never heard of a tamale until I came here. But I know that's huge. People have to pre-order them at my church locally. ordering the ladies of the guild is making the tamales and stuff here.
We used to not eat corn in France, period. Now it's a new thing.
Oh, you wouldn't eat corn. That's an American thing. Really.
So America, from Mexico all the way to Latin America, there's a variation of tamales. There's tamales that are made from corn. There's tamales made of plantains. In Venezuela, they have them made with beans, and they're wrapped in banana leaves, and they have a meat stuffing in it.
So what do you see here? So we circled that. I love all that. I wish I could go to France tomorrow and have a Christmas. I wish I could go to Bolivia. I'd love to go to Mexico and have the tradition.
You're always welcome.
Seeing, is it just my family, or are you seeing this across the board? People don't go out to eat on the holidays like they used to. They don't gather like they used to. And if they do, it's just packaged store-bought food.
We still get together. We just, if we have to, sometimes we have two families to go to.
Yeah.
Two homes to go to.
Yeah.
Like, I know my sister's like, she'll do Christmas Eve with us, and then she does Christmas Day with her in-laws.
But do they still make the production? Do they cook for days?
Let's talk about restaurants.
Yeah, let's talk about restaurants on those days.
That's our biggest days for restaurants.
Not really.
Not really?
I wouldn't think so, because I don't know anybody that goes out.
I was running my restaurant, I always try to make traditional Christmas or dinner on the 24th, and it never been too successful.
Yeah,
you don't get those pre-orders.
But New Year's Eve, you all the foo-foo,
drinking,
music, everybody.
That's a different night.
And then you charge.
That's a different story.
You charge double than what should be. It's like Valentine's Day, but Christmas.
I know many restaurants that close on Christmas Day.
Yeah, because you got to give that day to your
family,
staff.
To your staff.
And then enjoy it yourself.
And
as
nobody
well.
Wants to go out and eat on that day for some reason. I never go out. I never say, hey, let's go out.
Because you're hangover from Christmas Eve. No, just kidding.
No.
Christmas.
No, Christmas brunch sometimes works, but Christmas Eve dinner doesn't work in a restaurant.
I don't think so.
I do know a couple of restaurateurs, colleagues that do pre-order meals.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving
I want to pick it up. I want it to be fast.
And Christmas
I just want to heat it up. No. So what have we lost? We still might be gathering. We still might be eating. but somebody else is cooking it for us. We're not cooking
together. We lost the production of the whole family producing it.
Yeah,
that's what I see.
Coming around the kitchen, right, making the buñuelos, making the empanadas, making the cookies, making the pies, right, making the mashed potatoes, whatever I mean.
But simple things. Who is roasting chestnut at home now?
I don't even know how to roast
chestnut. I don't think you can find roasted chestnuts now. It's crazy.
In my family, years ago, people stopped making the pie. And they would just buy a pie.
Yeah.
So there was that tradition of rolling the dough, and my wife would be the first to say, I was miserable. Nobody liked doing that. But I said, but you did it together.
So my wife always begged me to find some chestnut every
December.
And I haven't found any yet this year, but I will. I know.
I did find them last year.
Yeah.
I found some chestnuts.
How do you even roast them? I don't even know.
Oh, you have chestnut as a little tip. There's a base, kind of hard wood.
It's a flat. And looks like a Hershey's Kiss. It's flat at the bottom and the little tip.
So as a little tip, you need to have a little cut there. And then you put it in a hot pan, like a cast iron pan.
Right.
Warm enough. You have to keep an eye. Because they may explode too, or they'll jump at you.
Right.
And then slowly you control the heat,
just like open up, and keep
on cooking until it gets warm inside, and then it will get softer as soon as it gets warm inside.
I haven't tasted roasted chestnuts in 100 years.
Delicious.
That was a Christmas.
It's a treat for sure.
My dad's favorite thing for Christmas. I always ask him, what do you want for Christmas? Or, I want candied chestnut.
Candied chestnuts? I never heard of
that.
The
Italian made very good candied chestnut. It's like they cook slowly in sugar, and you eat them, they just melt in your mouth.
Now, what do you say to people? We're at the UCI's Applied Innovation Center, lots of sci-fi to science guys here. And I say to many of them from other countries, India, China, lots of Asian countries represented here, because it's technology. I don't want to make a broad generalization, but there's a lot of people, and Indians and Chinese and technology. And I said, what do you do? Or what did you do there? So we're trying to adapt America, so we'll try and have turkey. But we'll have just something crazy. We'll have turkey tamales. We'll have Indian tandoori. We'll have something totally
traditional to their...
Or just totally, they're just making it up. It's a hodgepodge of all sorts of crazy. That's okay.
It's beautiful. If you think about it, Thanksgiving and Christmas is about coming together.
That's it.
It doesn't have to be what's traditional. As long as you have
what... No matter what your ethnic is. And also, personally, I'm more open mind to no matter what religion you are.
Yes.
It's just mindful and respectful about everybody's religion. Yes, we are celebrating Jesus and our religion,
but
Catholics
religion,
and everything.
Religion has gotten so pushed out of all these holidays, mostly, but partly we've talked other shows. I'm not the only one that notices this.
I was so disappointed when we were told, 20-some years ago, you cannot say Merry Christmas anymore.
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays, that's true.
But and go beyond that, we used to do a show about this religion and stuff here. Half of Americans today, for the first time in the history of America, over half of Americans have no religion. They might say, I believe in God, but they don't participate in any church of any sort. They're not Protestants, they're not Catholics, they're not Jews.
But without knowing, they still celebrate Christmas.
Exactly.
So but in the commercial side of it.
It's all about the commercial. It's
because
all about
here more
the
it's more commercialized and materialized now, unfortunately.
It's lost its original meaning, and it's lost that... The tradition's built around. Nobody goes to church, so they don't go to Mass, or they don't go to people's
house. And what happened also, I think it's coming back, hopefully, the spirit of Christmas. It's not just food and getting together. It's a do something good today, or do something good through
the month. It's about sharing kindness.
I agree.
I'll
give you one more example. Maybe this is my own personal one. My dad was an executive for a car company, Chrysler. He worked 60-hour weeks. He just loved to work. So he was gone Monday through Saturday, and he worked at the office late, and that was part of why we didn't have meals and everything else. Dad came home late. We just wanted to eat. So the only time of the year he didn't work was Christmas Eve. And I get choked up thinking about it. The memory I have of my dad is going out because it was snowing in the Midwest, and he would go out and say, listen. I'd say, I don't hear anything. He said, exactly.
That's the beauty of it.
The stores would shut down. The traffic would slow down. Everybody would take a day off. Now, that died a long time ago. people work 24/7 now. Stores are open 24/7. The whole world shops 24/7.
Did you have that feeling inside you because of all this thing you just said, make you think, oh, that's a special time?
It was.
We filled it.
I don't feel as special anymore. The kids and gifts, that's clear. But that special thing that started the night before.
Some excitement, it's not just for the gifts. It's just, you know, everybody's happy to be together.
Nobody gets together and sings. We used to sing.
Play games.
Play games.
Yeah.
Play a record.
Tell stories. Tell jokes.
There were other things we did
together. Talk about anecdotes and things like that.
Everybody's just watching TV. They're smartphone now. Not even their TV. They're watching smartphones. And
yeah. And really.
Come together once again.
Together, share.
Eat together.
Share a meal. Share some bread. Do something together. Prep it together. Cook it together.
Even if it's a salad, you can put a salad together like a family. Somebody cuts the onion, somebody cuts the tomatoes, somebody cuts the cucumber, and let's put a salad together. Thing is about
coming
together.
Okay, you know what I will make for you?
What are you going to make for me?
That's my wife. For Christmas, I make her mulled wine.
Oh, there's another.
What is that?
It's hot wine with spice.
Yeah, I haven't had that in 100 years.
You just talked about that, and I had it in the back of my head, and this morning I was thinking about it. In Mexico, they have ponche.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ponche. And then in Bolivia, we say té con té. Now, there's a tea. We do a hot tea with cinnamon and all that fun stuff.
No fun there.
But we spike it.
It's
spiked.
Oh,
like you're talking about wine.
Yeah.
We use singani.
Yeah, okay.
When I was a little kid, they would make, because we're Irish, so they would have spiked punch, and it was always like Tom and Jerry's or something.
But it smells so good.
It smells good because it's all the aromas spices. Of the spices.
I love that spice wine, spice drinks, spice punches. But that took some time and thought.
Nah.
I know. Long. We put it together anytime for us.
Make sure you have your clove, you have your anise sauce,
your
lemon stick. And you're good.
I want you to bring some of that in, because I haven't tasted any of this stuff, folks, in 50 years.
Ponche is delicious. I love ponche. It has pears,
I'll bring you some next
apples.
Week.
Okay.
I'm going to have to steal some from my wife.
Just a little cup
sure
or something.
For
talking about my wife at home, is Christmas central.
Really?
Starting Friday, yesterday, we got the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
We touch the ceiling. It's huge. And he's going to take a good week to decorate.
Yes.
Wow. Not only the tree, but the whole house.
I still know a lot of people that do that.
Half of our garage is full of Christmas
Christmas junk.
I thought it was all cooking stuff. And the other side is all Christmas stuff?
That's my wife's side.
Yeah. Okay, so there's one side that's
I moved
Christy's
the box and
then
she
pulled
everything off. You know?
That is still big.
That's
people
beautiful.
Decorate like crazy.
Yes.
They put all the stuff out. And
something we don't do in France. I stopped now. We don't decorate the house like here.
Oh, they go crazy.
Some people go really crazy.
Here, I think that's one of the things that is more Americanized, that they do go crazy for decorating their house in Christmas.
Right.
Yes.
Outside,
more,
inside.
Yeah, inside, everywhere.
And lights and everything.
Your car.
Yeah, your car with the reindeer on it.
Even our TV at home is all Christmas movie.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All the schools, everything. I know all of them
Christmas
now.
Music.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
So there's some special tradition.
The holidays is for coming together.
Have you guys ever gone to do a plug for South Coast Repertory Theater?
Yes, I have.
I'm a big fan of theirs.
The Nutcracker.
Nutcracker.
Oh, they do the Nutcracker, and they also do the Christmas Carol.
Yes, Dickens.
Scrooge and all that. That's starting, I think, next week.
Yeah.
They're doing it for how many years? 20 years, 30 years or something like that.
Christmas Carols. Where do they have Christmas Carols?
When do people come around? They used to come around and sing at your door, knock on the door. And
so that's the same. I think that's the same concept about Christmas Carols and Posada. Getting together and going
from
house to house. And when you go to the house, they give you a tamal or a cookie or hot chocolate or tea or ponche, whatever you want. You know what I mean? It's about coming together and visiting each other and embracing.
Let's bring that back.
The families.
Because I'm missing too much of that. Too much of it is just another day. We're just on our smartphone.
It's up to us.
It's up to us.
Absolutely.
We're letting it go.
Don't keep it for yourself. Just, you know, people.
So does that mean that you're going to host a posada? We'll bring the food?
Here, OC Talk Radio. We'll have a posada going on every day.
Yeah, we'll have a posada here.
If you love the waiting room.
And every day people
will come. We'll make tea and everybody's going to come.
Why don't you open the doors? Hey, just
we should do that. You know, we for a while, some of our programs like Ron stuff, we used to try and do holiday shows and we would have people come
in. We can definitely do a holiday show.
Drink and eat and all that kind of stuff while we're talking.
Yeah.
We would consume while we're on the air here.
And I think that's nice because that's sharing.
We need to talk to UCI because they have a big room downstairs.
Oh, that's true.
That's big and let's get all the tech people together and say, hey,
everybody bring something and celebrate and come together.
I hope somebody executive
is listening to that.
UCI. UCI is listening.
Hopefully somebody's listening to us.
Let's do it.
Well, let's get together over the next couple of weeks and let's have a little, if it's during your show or other shows, let's have a little thing that goes on and we have food and we
absolutely
taste and we try.
We'd love to share.
I hope we will get you a piece of the pie.
Oh, you're going to get a piece of pie, panettone, tea, everything.
All that. I love sweets. I love pies, I love cookies, I love all that stuff here. And again,
we make sure you get some for your wife too.
Yeah, she can't eat because she's that's the other thing. My wife has all these food allergies.
So what is she allergic to?
She's allergic to anything with dairy, milk, cheese, butter, anything cream, anything like that. Can't take it.
We'll make adjustments. We're chefs.
And she's also a vegetarian. She will eat fish, so she's a pescadorian, whatever that is. Yeah.
Pescatarian.
Mm-hmm. Pescatarian.
Pescatarian, yes.
So she loves oysters. She will eat oysters.
She'll eat oysters. Okay. There's fruit salad. Yeah. There's,
Chestnuts.
I can't tell you. Last time I had chestnuts was we went to, one year when my daughter was much younger, I said, let's go back to New York, because they used to do a huge production, the Rockettes and the Rockefeller Center and the ice skating.
That's classic.
And all that stuff. So I said, let's go see it one time. And we did, and we flew in like the day before Christmas or something.
I was there last week.
You were in New York?
Yeah. Yes,
how about
that?
Oh, how cool is that?
I went to see the Rockettes.
Oh, yeah. How cool is that? So
and talking about that, even at the end of the show, they have a nativity.
Yes.
Oh,
they
that's
do.
Beautiful.
It's been a long time.
They even have a camel going through the stage.
It's probably been 20 years since I did it once. And my daughter's about 10 or 11.
And talking about tradition, this is 100 years.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The Rockettes and all that?
I tell you, it's a tradition.
That whole New York is one of the places I think if it comes alive. Not just the Rockettes, but you have Rockefeller, ice skating at Rockefeller Center and all these things.
Yeah.
And everywhere it goes, decorated downtown and in Manhattan and everything. So we went there, and that was the only time I think I've had chestnuts, because on the street there were vendors selling hot chestnuts.
Yes.
How about that? You didn't tell me you went to New York. I'm jealous now, Harry.
That was a secret.
We used to go, when I was able to travel more, used to go, and I was the greeter, the number one person, the first person greeting the tree at Rockefeller Center.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. Overnight.
Oh, my goodness.
The last week of November.
Yeah.
And the week before. And they come overnight. They have a siren with the police car.
They make a big deal out of it.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But there was nobody else and me and the cops. And then,
how did you get that job?
No, I just went on my own.
Oh, okay.
It was freezing cold.
A few places do that. They still at South Coast Plaza put a tree up and some other places here.
They do it in the Circle of Orange and in different areas that they do their tree lighting.
But now it's becoming a party. But a few years
Double
ago,
Bay Club.
Nobody.
Quiet.
Yeah.
All right, how cool. I'm glad we talked about traditions. It gives me hope that they can still be, they're not completely gone.
See, we cheered
gone.
You up. We gave you the
Otherwise,
lecture in the
I'm
spirit.
Just crabby. Let's get it over with. It's just too commercialized. It's too prepackaged. It's too everybody doing their own thing. No gathering.
Make a wish. Yeah. But you need to believe to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I never stopped.
Say Noel.
All right. Thank you for putting a little hope back in my life here that it's not lost, it's not all gone, and that maybe we can do it. So think about it, get together and figure out what we'll do. We'll broadcast a little thing here.
Just tell us the date and time and we'll be here.
Maybe the last Wednesday of the month. Not the week between Christmas and New Year. Last one before Christmas. Okay. We'll be here on
That's the day that we have the pop-up.
Yeah.
Or so it could be the week or something.
It could be right after the pop-up.
No.
I'll let you guys figure it out. We'll advertise and promote it.
We'll definitely talk about that.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays to everybody.
Make them a happy holiday this year.
Definitely. Thank you.
There you go. There is hope. See, there's people thinking behind the kitchen doors, cooking up all sorts of cool stuff for us to do here. Right here in Orange County's only communal voice. OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.